All right, welcome to the Perry Fairway, Dallas County Let's Talk program. I'm Logan Mance. Pleased to be joined by the superintendent of ADM Schools, Greg Defoe. And Greg, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Always, Logan. Thank you for reaching out to me.
Yeah, and we'd like to talk about a new item that's coming to the classroom is the iPad purchases you made at the school board meeting, the latest school board meeting. What will those be used for? It's for the teacher and students.
Yes, really, this is a move to be able to be one-to-one with our students. So every student now will have an available iPad, where in years past, we've been two-to-one, two students to one iPad. So the demands for students to be able to get on devices and do work, especially surrounding our math and literacy work, have increased. You know, so we needed additional iPads for our kids at elementary and kindergarten and first grade. So this purchase of 200 iPads will allow us to be one-to-one. And then we also are updating the teacher iPads as well.
Should parents expect their student to bring these iPads home?
No, they'll stay at school.
So they'll be used for like everyday activities like homework, extra assignments, projects.
Yes, and also practice on important skills.
Okay, and then moving on, the school board is looking at a new math curriculum. Could you tell us about those and what revisions could be made to maybe a new one?
Yes, we've been in this is the second year of a process, you know, for our math curriculum revision in really pre-K through 12th grade. And so we're in the moment of time where we'll be selecting resources for all of our grade levels. And this was really an update, you know, to the board on the status of those pilot projects, you know, to review the available resources, and then also to alert the board that we plan on bringing a recommendation for those resources for approval at the February board meeting.
What are the number of things they're looking for in a new math curriculum?
Well, a whole lot of things. That was part of the process that we engaged with our leadership group, our math teachers, and our leadership team was to identify, you know, what was important to have, you know, in a math resource. And we have a list of those things, and we really compare the resources to our list of things that we want to have, and that helps us make the selection.
And then also for 2023 and 2024, new certified staff positions open. Could you tell us about this and what people should know about new certified staff for the ADM School District?
Yeah, well, a couple of things. First is that, you know, we're going through our, you know, our annual analysis of additional needs, you know, for programming and new staff. And we wanted to get this done a little earlier. So January is the date that we target. And now that we have the board approval of the new positions, we can actually start the hiring process, which is really important because, as you know, Logan, the competition for good teachers is higher than it's been in a long, long time. So we want to get started. So the new teachers that we recommended for approval were two elementary teachers, one at Ada Elementary and one at Meadowview, a middle school choir teacher, and then two teachers at the high school, an additional high school math teacher and an additional high school special education teacher. So that's really what we consider our first round of new staffing additions, and there could be more come in February and March.
This may be a little off topic, but you've had the same trouble with getting school bus drivers, right? You've raised that rate at a recent school board meeting, right?
Yes, and especially we raised the rate for our school bus drivers significantly, I think, 3 years ago.
So that continues to be a priority for the school district, getting new school bus drivers in there, and how difficult is that?
It's still difficult, no doubt. We really are, you know, there's just a crunch for classified staff across all departments, including building associates, you know, custodians, bus drivers. So we're in pretty good shape, but it's something we're always keeping our eyes on.
And then there's also a band choir out of state travel that the school board approved. This one is to Disney, and what a trip to go to Disneyland or Disney World. Which one is it?
It's whatever one's in Florida.
Okay.
I can't keep them straight, but the trip is to Florida, and it's something they do on occasion. Our band and choir, you know, teachers, directors take kids who opt to come. So It's really an exciting trip and one that's pretty memorable. So I'm proud of our teachers for wanting to put this all together.
And finally, we're speaking with ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe on our Let's Talk Dallas County program. Just how is the second semester getting started here? I know it's off to a quick start and, you know, cold weather, but I hopefully all these students are coming back a little healthier. But just how is the second semester gone?
It's going really well. You know, our conversations around trying to really make these days of in winter time matter. And so we're just going to work hard to get through these winter months, and spring will get here before we know it.
Is there any specific goals you're looking at for this second semester?
Well, we have our wildly important goal around literacy. So we will be paying close attention to that as we close out the school year. So we have a very aggressive goal to reduce the percentage of students who are not proficient on reading assessments. And, you know, so we'll be looking forward to seeing that data as the year closes out.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time, and as always, and yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Logan.
That was our Perry Fairway Dallas County Let's Talk program. Always fresh, always affordable. If you missed any part of our conversation with the ADM superintendent, you can go to our website at RaccoonValleyRadio.com under the podcast tab, and the full archived version will be there. We'll return after a short break with more programming.